Long days and no drumstick make for short fuses. And this fateful Monday, my fuse was as stubby and hungry as they come.
Where are the drumstick vanilla cones?
Take it easy, Sonny.
Where are the drumstick vanilla cones, please? Yes! Sweet, creamy, crunchy, crispy, decadent deliciousness.
Sir, I can ring you up.
In my preoccupation with scoring a drumstick, I had forgotten my wallet. Do you offer buy now, pay later? Another day, another drumstick.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
She said it because of his wet blanket energy. Unhinged.
Hello and welcome to She's All Batch. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jackie.
And we don't care if you are here for the right reasons. We are just happy that you're here.
Exactly. So come join us as we talk shit about our favorite show.
Hey. So, hi. So today is Thursday, which means it's typically our interview day. And it was supposed to be our interview day, but what happened, Jackie?
Our interview canceled on us, and our interview was none other than... What, you don't want to say who it was?
No, I don't want to out him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then, a mystery interviewer canceled on us, and he's someone who's been on the show before. I'll say
and
that.
It's not even just that he canceled. I think this is worse than canceling. I followed up with him twice, yesterday and the morning of the interview, because I just felt in my gut that he was going to bail. And only today did I get a message back saying, like, hey, yeah, like, I think I'm going to sit this one out. Like, I haven't really been keeping up with The Bachelor. When I made it clear that this wasn't to talk about The Bachelor, it was to talk about, you know, stuff going on in his life, other, like, Bachelor-related questions about his time on the show. So that kind of bugged me. But, like, I mean, to each their own, no one has to come on the show. I just don't get why you then agreed to come on only to bail last minute the day of. But it's good because Jackie and I are free this morning to record, so we are still able to get out this bonus episode to you guys. And we're going to, like, make this an extended creep section.
Yes,
because there has been a few stories that have come out since Wednesday's episode, and Wednesday's is recorded actually on Mondays. So there has been a lot that has happened this week that we haven't gotten to cover. So thank you to the person that bailed on us, because now we have this time to dive into all these stories.
Do you think if you hadn't followed up, we would have even known? I feel like we would have signed on to, like, do the interview with him.
100%.
And then just, like, wasted 15, 20 minutes waiting and then realized he wasn't coming and then been like, well, fuck, I guess we've wasted all this time. Like, gotta go. Bye.
That's
it would have been 100%. Such a waste.
No, I know. And, like, that saved me from doing my makeup. That I'm happy that at least he wrote me back at, like, 8 in the morning, so I didn't do any of that yet. But 100%.
But I had already gotten up. Like, I knew we had the interview at a certain time, but I wanted to work out. So I was like, I already got up at 6:30, worked out, did all these things that I wouldn't have done had we not had the interview. I would
100%.
Have slept in for, like, another hour and then gone to work out. So, fuck you, at person who canceled on us, I'm not going to say. Did he accept the calendar invite, though?
I just, like, I deleted the calendar invite, so I can't even check.
It's gone now.
No, it's gone. I wanted to make a statement there. Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's not the first time someone's bailed on us, and it won't be the last. I think it's just the situation of I had to go to you to see if you were going to bail, and that's the only reason why you actually told me you were going to bail. Like, you didn't have enough respect to at least tell me without me having to ask.
And say you're sick. Don't just say, like, hey, I'm going to sit it out because I don't want to. It's like, you could have said that initially.
Right.
Oh, well.
Well, let's get into all these other stories. Can you start us off with a...
Sure. Let me warm up first. Me. All right, guys, let's creep.
Okay, so I made an Instagram reel, and it has over 500,000 views within one day.
But wait, that's crazy. I didn't realize it did so well.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell when it's going to do well. I didn't think it was going to do that well. Well, let's see. Where are we now at the time of this recording? Oh, shit. Sorry. 900,000. My God.
Ooh, slay.
Yesterday, it was at 500,000. I think once you hit 1,000,000, it counts as viral. Or is it already viral?
I don't know. I think viral is subjective.
I do, too.
Because, like, if I did something and it hit, like, I don't know, 20,000 views, I'd be like, oh, I'm viral. But, like, that's obviously, like, normal for you. So, well,
900,000 is not normal for me, but...
Yeah, but you hit in the thousands, like 50,000, 40,000 all the time.
So what I exposed in this video and why it's going viral is on Monday nights.
Sorry to interrupt you. Did you know you already had another reel that went to 1.8 million?
What?
The Frankenbiting one about Daisy's cochlear implant. Sorry, now I'm just looking at all your reels. 1.8 million. You've already been viral. Oh my God. Congrats.
Thanks. Well, so yeah, I guess the common theme then is like exposing edits. I'll try to do that more. But the edit I exposed this time was that on Monday night's episode of The Bachelor, it shows Daisy getting the first rose after hometowns and Kelsey getting the second, Rachel getting the third. But in reality, Kelsey got the first rose because you see when Kelsey walks up to get the rose, Daisy's hands are she's holding her hands together, so and nothing's in them. And I mean, it's nothing groundbreaking, but it's kind of just like, what is the point of that? What's ABC trying to do? I mean, I think it's clear what they're trying to do. They're trying to make one relationship look a lot stronger than the another, in my opinion.
Yeah. I agree that this is like, sure, this is not the most groundbreaking thing to expose, but this is like the tip of the iceberg of the things that they were so lazy to like make so obvious. It's like, what about the things that they actually did good about cutting together that we don't pick up on? Like the whole thing, you can't trust any of the show is what I'm really coming to realize in this line of work the past 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, which kind of brings me to our next story that I want to cover, and that is the hate that Rachel is getting. So this is like this has so many layers to it. So since the hometown episode, Rachel in the top three is getting hate. One, because she beat out Maria. Like Maria was sent home and Rachel got the last rose. So, you know, people are viewing her as the girl that Joey chose over Maria. And two, the comment that she says to her at the rose ceremony, which we thought was funny. We cover it in yesterday's episode and we're like, oh, it's so funny that like Rachel called her out. Like it was such a nothing moment that we acknowledge they're kind of like whispering under their breath. They don't know that this scene is going to be picked up and going to be like a big focal point of the episode. But people are calling Rachel out for being a mean girl over that comment.
Which is so crazy because it's like, guys, I don't think it's that deep. I feel like I say this every single week. And also like we have not been on this show. You don't know the types of pressures and mind games and like paranoia that like they're all probably feeling. So what if she also even aside from that, so what if she asked her what it was about? Is she not allowed to be like, hey, what was that about? I don't think it's that serious, guys. Jeez, Louise. Like, touch the fucking grass, roll in it, put it on your face, sniff it. Like,
feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can speak up words on your lips. I need to read some of these comments because I have so many issues. So, a couple of the comments. You asking Maria what was that about was annoying. It was none of your business. The conversation was between her and Joey. If she wanted you to know, she would have told you to join. This is so weird why people are so affected by it that they feel the need to go and like critique what she did on the show. And this is the tip of the iceberg. Right. Why do you always have to say a snarky comment under your breath? You're kind of mean, huh? Sorry, but you were rude to Maria. You still addressing your parents as mommy and daddy? Come on, grow up. Not to mention you look far too old to be with Joey. Insane. Already telling him how to approach your mother? Wow, he better run if you're already controlling him now.
Here's the thing, guys. All of you who commented that, you are all mean. Like, what? It's just so LOL to me to be commenting to someone being like, wow, you're really, like, rude when you're literally being rude right now.
Also, her telling Joey how to approach his mother was a sign of fucking respect. Yeah, it makes me so mad.
And she didn't, like, force him to. She wasn't like, you have to do this or else you're getting kicked out of my house. It was just, like, a little fun little tidbit of, like, hey, this is something, like, in my culture that people do.
It was a beautiful moment, actually.
It wasn't that serious.
Like,
yeah.
She like showed him a part of her culture. He embraced it and he did it. And it was great. And the family really liked it. Like, I thought that was such a cool thing to see. And the fact that someone's taking that as a negative, I think this season more than ever, and let me know if you guys agree, but this type of behavior is overwhelming. I can't handle it. And it makes me question if I want to, like, be on the internet sometimes. Because this type of behavior, it's encouraged. It's normalized. And even if you call people out for it, they double down on their hate. They double down on being illogical. Charity came to Rachel's defense because the comments that I read were fairly tame. I'm not going to go read like horrible comments. So, but Charity went on Twitter and said, the comments to Rachel after Hometowns are extremely weird. Number one, it's a show. Relax. Number two, you don't have to tear someone else down to support the person you're rooting for. It's giving mean girl energy. So Charity posts this and she shared a DM that she got and someone's like, yeah, but Rachel was being mean to Maria at the rose ceremony, so it's warranted. Goodbye, Charity. Your season was bad anyway.
Oh my God.
Shared the tweet. It's like, it makes me sad, truly, truly sad for, like, the world, that this is normal. You see something you don't like on TV, and you this is the behavior you think is normal. It just makes me miss the 90s, that you can watch something on TV, and if you don't like it, you talk to your friend next to you about it. You don't have to go and tell that person.
Right.
So Rachel's not the only one getting hate, though. Joey's also getting hate because he chose Rachel.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
People wrote, you prefer your women without any personality, huh? Maria was the only reason we're watching. Don't even care who he picks now. I hope this decision haunts you. Wow. Bold of you to keep Jesus your comment Christ. Section on. Not even gonna finish the fucking season. Okay, then don't. Joey doesn't need you to watch. He's getting record-breaking ratings anyway, so don't watch. But you will.
I don't really get it, because, like I love Maria, and, like, we love Maria on this podcast, and she definitely has probably been my favorite person to watch this season. But, like, what is it with, like, why are people, like, actually obsessed with her? You know what I mean? I think there's a difference between, like, our normal obsession with Maria, where we're like, yeah, we love Maria. She's been so fun to watch. What is it that is making her specifically have these, like, ride or die fans?
She's kind of giving, I see her as a Susan. Like, I love Maria like I love Susan from Golden. Like, I really, really like her. I get it. She does have the it factor, and I understand that. I hope that at the Women Tell All, Maria can speak out a little bit more about, you can support me without having to hate other people.
Of course.
And, like, you don't even have to like the other people. No one is telling you how to feel, what to do, nothing. Just don't send them hate. Just go about your day. Talk to your friends about how much you hate people from the show. Yeah. But don't send them hate. Like, I had a clip already cut, ready to post today about our recap from The Bachelor. But the clip is about the moment between Rachel and Maria at the rose ceremony. And I don't want to be a message board for hate for Rachel. So I'm not fucking posting it. And I feel like I've done this before. I had a clip a few weeks ago, and it was about something that happened with Leia. And after seeing how savage people are on the internet, I don't want to be the place where people come to, because then they start fighting with each other.
And while that'd be like, so good for your engagement, though. Talk about going viral. That'll get 2 million views.
Clearly, I don't need it. I could do that on my own. I think it's insane. I think people need to touch grass. I want to make merch that says, like, it's not that deep. There was actually
a thought. That would be a cute little thing.
And I would love to donate, like, a portion of the proceeds to, like, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I feel like that's something we stand for. And if we could make cute merch about it, I think that would be cool. This isn't my original idea. We did have a FOTS that messaged me and she suggested the idea of like, maybe it's not that deep or it's not that serious. It was something that we say, but I do think coming up with something or touch grass, I think could be cute.
But we didn't make that up.
So
like,
what?
I feel like there probably is.
We didn't make up. It's not
grass.
That deep. We didn't
no,
make
I
up.
Know.
We didn't make
but
up.
But we did make up literally why.
I mean, probably not. Those are two existing words.
Yeah, but no one put those words together before she saw Batch put those words
so
together.
So true.
Wait, for the it's not that deep merch, it should be like something Titanic-ish with like the ocean being deep, you know?
Okay, you design it.
I'll hire a graphic designer to execute my vision because I have a vision. Because we also talk about Titanic a lot. So I'm just like, it would make sense.
A lot or like twice?
No, like at least four times.
In 120-something episodes.
Name something else other than The Bachelor that we've talked about. I feel like didn't we talk about Titanic recently? We talked about Titanic like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, it was on a sounding off. We said
yeah.
It was with Jack and Rose.
That was literally yesterday.
Okay. Back to this Rachel story, though. Everyone needs to cut this shit out. You know where we stand on this stuff. Again, dislike someone. I don't care if you dislike someone. Truly.
Yeah.
Whatever.
If there's any people hate, like, honestly, like, I'm judging you, and I think it's, like, so weird and loserish.
So why?
Just don't do it.
And just the irony of calling someone out for being mean, but you're being so mean. It's so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
And I spend way too much time thinking about this and just thinking about that this is a world that we're all living in. And I have a kid and there's kids growing up in this world. And this is normalized behavior that you are just allowed to go. I mean, the fact that someone wrote bold of you to keep your comments on. Why is everyone teaming up and going in someone's comments section?
Okay, but it's not everyone. This is a very small group of like losers who troll the internet. Like normal people watch the show and move on with their day. Normal people listen to our podcast and move on with their lives and don't need to like send us mean things. Like I don't know. Normal people don't do this. So if you're doing this, you're not normal. Sorry.
Yes. So reflect, please.
Mm-hmm.
But moving over to Maria, she posted her exit post. I didn't get the man, but I got the most amazing support behind me. And for that, I will be just fine. Y'all amaze me. And she ends it with, it's all happening. Is that a little breadcrumb of something? I don't think you would say it's all happening if nothing was happening after the show. I think it means that she's the Bachelorette, which she should be.
I think she should be too. I just wonder if like with the time that she's going home at like right after hometowns that with Joey's last three there might be a more dramatic heartbreak that like by the time the season's over we'll be like who's Maria?
We will not say who is Maria.
I've never even seen anyone named Maria before.
There's no way that they're not going to do something with Maria. I mean they saw the success of Susan and Askin and they bring them back like every fucking chance they
get. I know but
get.
I'm like over it. I'm like stop bringing them back. Like it was fun the first like two times and now I'm like
wait they
Askin
come
in again.
They come back in a future episode too.
I think so yeah. I know, isn't that weird? It's like, all right, guys, get a new bit.
It was odd. They have Leslie talking to Kelsey and she says something about you were in the same shoes I was in.
Yeah, but maybe she's not saying in those shoes. Maybe she's just saying like, you know, in the top three or top two. And
right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's all happening. I don't think you say that if nothing was happening. So something's happening. And I don't think Paradise is coming back. And I think they see the money that they can make off of someone like Maria being the lead because she will drive crazy ratings just like Joey did. I mean, Rachel Kirkconnell supports this. She commented on the post and said, I can only imagine what a group of men would do for you. I need you to be the next Bachelorette.
Oh my God, it's all happening.
Katie Bigger wrote, you killed it. Hoping we get to see more of you. Wink face.
Ooh, wink face.
Yeah, there's something here. All right, moving over to some other Bachelor news. Okay, so Brayden is kind of shocking Bachelor Nation by alluding to the fact that a Bachelor in Paradise couple is reconciling. And I mean, without even having to weigh who it could be, it's very obvious that he means Kylie and Avon. But like all signs are pointing to Kylie and Avon.
I do feel like we kind of knew this when Kylie went on Vile Files and she was like, yeah, I'm just like randomly moving to San Diego and I have so much respect for Avon as a person. When he literally cheated on her multiple times. It's like, well, tell me you're getting back together without telling me you're getting back together. Just kidding. You're actually even telling me you're getting back together.
Right. I mean, I think everything about that Vile Files interview was dropping hints that, like, hey, if I get back together with Aven, don't be surprised.
Yeah.
Like,
she
said he was actively pursuing her. Nick asks, when's the last time you talked? And she said, like, yesterday. It was very much like they were talking. So Brayden revealed this on the Almost Famous podcast and says, I've heard rumors through the rumor mill that there might be other couples that might be working out. And Christina Mandrell chimed in and said, you heard it here first. Brayden continues, I'm not going to say who. That might be something I've heard through the grapevine. And now if we, and he's talking about the Bachelor in Paradise couples, and those were Eliza and Aaron, John Henry and Kat, and Aven and Kylie. I mean, it's Aven and Kylie.
And we didn't even hear it here first. We heard it there, like, second.
True.
So.
What do you think if they get back together? I mean, I think
it's, like, very dumb of Kylie to do that. But sometimes you got to learn the hard way and no judgment. I think a lot of the things that she was saying on the podcast with Nick, it was just giving, like, young girl in her 20s who, like, hasn't quite yet learned what she deserves.
Yeah.
And that's fine. We've all been there, like, truly.
Totally.
No judgment. But sometimes you got to learn the hard way that someone who cheats on you, like that's not your husband, girl. It's just not.
Selena Gomez said it right. The heart wants what it wants. And I truly think I don't think they're going to be endgame. I think you'll get back together. I think Kylie will realize that damage has been done and it's really hard to move past that. And I think once it's run its course, then it'll be easier. I think sometimes getting back together makes it easier to walk away because it's like, it is dead.
Because you know you tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just hope she, like, I know, like, it's kind of implied that she was, like, moving to San Diego for him, even though she swears up and down it's not.
Yeah.
I just hope she has other friends there and another support system there, and she's not 100% moving to San Diego for him because that's hard.
Totally. But is there any part of you that thinks, I think Aven wants to get back together with her. She obviously said he was trying very hard. But Aven got a lot of backlash when she announced the multiple infidelities thing. Like, remember he deleted his Instagram?
Yeah.
Or he deactivated it or something. I wonder if he wants a second chance to kind of, like, redeem himself in the public eye as well.
Probably. I think he is pretty image conscious, so I could see that. I don't know, though, if getting back together with Kylie, though, is gonna, like, do that for him. I think just if we saw him, like, moving forward as, like, a stand-up guy, we'd all, or just, like, give it enough time, we're all gonna forget. Like,
yeah, it's okay, Aven. Like, everyone's done whatever. Well,
yeah.
Not everyone.
Like, but, like, I'm like, have I? No. But, no, like, sure.
But, like, it's okay. Like, everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah.
You can go find love with someone else. No one's going to, I mean, someone on the internet probably will, but normal people will not, like, wish you bad things. Go and find love. That's fine. I think them getting together is only going to remind people of what happened, because you're not just a couple that, like, a Greg and Victoria type couple that if you got back, you broke up for a little bit and you got back together and everyone's happy to see you back together because that's great. We don't know what happened. In this situation, we know way too much about what happened now, especially after that Vile Files interview, she, like, went into great detail. So now that we know so much and you're getting back together, it's a lot harder. Especially because he cheated and he never told her. Like, she had to find out the way she found out. There's so many things that were not great about
it. It's just like, your husband, I know nothing about marriage, but I'm pretty sure your husband is not going to be the guy who cheated on you multiple times and then you had to find out by some random girl DMing you on Instagram.
Yeah. The day that you announced your relationship.
And I that's not to say, like, I don't think people can change. People can grow. I think Aven totally can. But I'm just like, cut your losses with this, guys. Both of you find other people.
Totes. I agree. But
totes my goats.
I think we're going to have to go through an Aven-Kylie resurgence before we get a Kylie moving on. Speaking of, Kylie admitted that she was, like, recruited for Love is Blind Season 6.
You know how Bachelor Clues coaches people, like the guy from Game of Roses coaches people to get on reality shows? Should I ask him to get me on Love is Blind?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Can't hurt. Chad? Okay, so Kylie said, they had actually reached out to me, but I had just signed my Bachelor contract. Okay, so it was before she was on the show. Crazy how different life would be right now.
But also, randomly, I feel like not that different.
It probably would have been the same in some way.
Very similar.
I mean,
like, you're both shows, you'd get a huge following on Instagram,
right,
and you'd maybe be dating someone, maybe not.
Yeah, but everyone from Love is Blind, like, So the new Love is Blind episode came out on Wednesday. At the time of this recording, we haven't watched it yet, but we'll find out who ends up together and who doesn't. So predictions for Love is Blind, because now you're starting to watch. Who do you... Well, how far are you?
Oh, I'm like maybe episode 4.
Okay, maybe you shouldn't. No, you're
not. I don't really care about anyone. Yeah,
you will. You will. That'll change.
But like, can they get on with it? Like, how am I still... Where I'm at episode 4 and still, like, I feel like I don't really know everyone that well. And, like, a lot of the couples haven't really been finalized.
Yeah, they were very slow at getting out of the pods. And the pods are my least favorite part. So I stick around because I know it, like, it's worth it once they get into the quote-unquote real world. But I'm pretty sure it's, like, episode 6 before they, like, leave the pods. Did you watch a guy... leave the pods chasing after another girl? Did that happen yet?
No, I think that's the episode I'm on.
Okay,
currently.
Well, spoiler alert. Literally nothing comes of that.
So they waste my fucking time. You're making me not want to watch.
No, watch, because I'm telling you, like, the stuff to come is very entertaining. But the guy that goes to leave, I was like, oh, sweet. Like, what's going to happen? And I think the episode title was, like, something about chasing after someone. And I'm like, oh, we're going to find out what happens. We don't see them. We literally don't see them ever again, and I'm so confused why they even bothered including that couple. All right, we're going to wrap this up, but I figured why don't we wrap up with a Bachelor encounter just to seal the deal on this little mini episode we're releasing today.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
And you, again, you can thank the person that bailed on us for this beautiful episode. I have a Bachelor encounter. It was summer 2019. It was my last day in Denver visiting my friend Jen. And we were going to breakfast at a place probably like 15 minutes outside of the city center. We were walking up to the restaurant and I can hear a guy talking in a broadcasty voice. And people were filming him. And I thought, ugh, what is this hipster doing making his friends record him for something? But then I realized I knew the hipster. It was Ben Higgins shooting an Instagram video for, I think, a wedding website? Unsure. But I had my friend Jen take a photo of us, and he was so nice. My friend also had no idea who he was, but was very supportive in my photo endeavors. Also, I felt the need to write, after your discussion on Honeycrisp apples and pie, I literally feel the exact same way about Honeycrisp apples. No other apples compare or should be made, in my opinion, except Granny Smith, which is used in baking. Which brings me to my distaste of pie. I do not like fruit pies. It's warm, mushy fruit with the thinnest layer of crust, and the crust is hardly ever flavored with enough sugar. You are not missing much by not having pie. But I agree with Jackie. Nut pies and chocolate pies are great. Mushy fruit pie is way overrated. Hashtag...
thank you so much.
Hashtag cake supremacy. And then she shared the video of Ben recording the video. She said, this is the video I was referencing. I knew it was wedding related.
I recently found out about a tremendous organization called Wish Upon a Wedding.
Okay, so that, I'm not going to go into the whole commercial, but that's his broadcasty voice filming that episode.
Thank you so much for your pie thoughts, and I like how they're exactly aligned with my pie thoughts.
Well, it's also aligned with my pie thoughts, too.
Yeah, but she said she likes a nut pie.
Right, but she also said that pie is overrated. She also agreed with me on Honeycrisp, although she said that she likes Granny Smith, too.
Well, which is kind of confusing because Granny Smith is what goes in the pie.
Right. Huh. Interesting.
Wow. A lot to unpack here. Wow. I wouldn't use hipster and Ben Higgins in the same... sentence.
Maybe he was dressed like a hipster.
I thought she was going to say it was Deanie Babies because he gives more hipster.
True. But when she said broadcaster voice, I knew it had to be Ben, Zach Shellcross.
He does have a broadcaster-y
voice.
That's
pretty much it.
The only people in Bachelor Nation with broadcast-y voices.
Wells. I mean, Wells is like literally a radio guy.
Yeah. Chris Harrison, the OG broadcast-y voice.
True. I'm not surprised Ben was nice to you. I feel like he's nice to anyone that would come up to him.
Yeah.
And I'm glad your friend Jen, like, was very supportive of your photo endeavors. And even though she didn't know Ben, was willing to, like, take one for the team. All right. Well, those are all the Bachelor encounters we have for this week. Hope you guys liked this little mini episode. Figured we'd make use of this extra time we had today because of that cancellation. Not mad about it.
Right. I know. I'm like, I know we just did this whole episode about not sending hate, but I'm like, oh, I wish we could say his name so you could send him hate. But no. Just kidding.
It's not worth it. It's fine. Whatever.
I know.
It's not that deep.
So true.
It's really not that
deep. So true.
Well, is that it, Jackie?
I think that's it.
All right. Goodbye, bitches. See you tomorrow.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.